The state's largest business lobbying group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, has decided not to fund any political ads in the race between Chief Supreme Court Justice Shirley Abrahamson and her challenger, Circuit Court Judge Randy Koshnick. WMC President Jim Haney says many on his group's board felt the plethora of ads funded in the past two races may have detracted from the ability of voters to make up their own minds.
It was all about the interest groups and the ads. Well, at least one of the interest groups won't be running ads. I don't know what the rest of them will do, but it won't be us, and then we'll see how you all react to that.
What the other interest groups will do is still up in the air. That's why election watchdog groups like Common Cause aren't sure yet what impact WMC's decision to sit out this election will really have. Common Cause Director Jay Heck lists off two groups on opposite sides of the liberal-conservative divide that played a major role in the past two Supreme Court elections.
Groups that have names like All Children Matter or the Greater Wisconsin Committee, whether those groups decide to weigh in and pour a lot of money into either the defeat of the Chief Justice or the election of her opponent.
Heck adds that lawmakers are poised to pass legislation that will require disclosure of all outside funds used for political ads. Those laws, if passed, won't take effect before the Supreme Court election in April, but Heck says their expected passage may have played a role in WMC's decision to opt out this time around. Kiel Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.